The impact of budget cuts can be measured in ways large and small, in layoffs, transit fare hikes, and in Boston, it can be felt in part in the elimination of one program that has brought books to hundreds of elderly shut-ins. For 32 years, librarians from the Boston Public Library would deliver books to the elderly, at home or at assisted living centers. The library will save more than $285,000 by eliminating the service, but it's left elderly, homebound readers at a loss. One of the facilities that won't be getting books delivered from the library anymore is the Hebrew Rehabilitation Center for Aged in Boston, where Carol Rose is a supervisor of recreational therapy. Ms. Rose, how often would the library come to deliver books?
She would come in once a month.
And it would be the same librarian every time?
It's been the same librarian for 25 years.
For 25 years.
Yeah, she really knows the residents here very well, and it's been reflected in the types of reading materials that she's brought in for each person who she visits with.
Well, tell us about that. She knows specific reading tastes of the people who live at the center?
Well, that's the great thing about having her come in, is she does get to know everybody who's a reader, and she knows what people likes to the point where she'll bring in books that they've never even heard of, and they just enjoy them so much.
I wonder if you could think of some examples of different readers and different things that they like to read.
Well, we have one resident who's always interested in gaining new knowledge, and she's 97, and she just loves to learn about new things. She's really a lifelong learner. And Judith always knew the kinds of things she was interested in. She would bring her in books about Israel, books, biographies of interesting people, biographies of strong women, those kinds of things. She'd also bring in, you know, the murder mysteries for the people who love the murder mysteries and the romances for the people who love the romances. She really tailored it to each reader's, what they really enjoyed.
Would there be times when she would come in and say, you know, I don't know if you are going to like this, but I'm going to take a chance?
Oh, definitely. And she would do it for the staff as well. We started realizing that we could use her for things that we could read with the residents. So then it started changing from her serving just the cognitively intact to her serving everybody. And she started bringing in picture books a few years ago, and one of the advanced dementia floors with advanced Alzheimer's that I was on last week, she had some of the picture books, and one of the residents there, who can't do much anymore, can actually still read, even though she doesn't remember anything she reads, and she was sitting there reading from the book, enjoying the pictures. So it's all this kind of service that's going to be hard. You know, even though we could do it, we don't do it nearly as well as she does it. The thing about Judith McGee coming in, she was just a spectacular librarian, was that she would really infuse the place each month with the world of literature and ideas, you know, and impacting all cognitive levels. And the excitement that came once a month when she was in the building, that's just not going to be there anymore.
The library didn't want to make this cut.
No, they didn't want to make the cut. It was tough for them, yeah.
I saw a quote from a spokeswoman in the Boston Globe. She said, nobody wants to take away services, especially from people who have mobility problems, but it's just the reality we have to face.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is, and it's happening everywhere all over the state, and I know the whole country.
Carol Rose, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm very glad you're making people aware of this.
Carol Rose with the Hebrew Rehabilitation Center for Aged in Boston, where budget cuts have forced the elimination of a program that delivered library books to the elderly.